Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, if you watched any TV or news or looked at social media at all, you may have thought that the world has gone insane and lost its mind. There are so many untruths out there. Do you know what an untruth is? We have a word for that. It's called a lie. And there's so many lies going all over the place. You are told what to think. And when it doesn't quite match up, you wonder if it's right. The thing is that you cannot trust what you hear out there to tell you the truth. That's the unfortunate position we're in. But today you have come to hear the truth proclaimed to you. Jesus Christ is the truth. For he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yes, you have come to the most important place to get the truth, to get the facts, to get that which you need for eternal life. I'm going to share with you a Bible passage this morning, a Bible passage that has been on the TV screen in our narthex for the last couple of months. Take these words as truth. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Every single night in our prayers, I add that he would bring repentance to our nation and to our world. Why do bad things continue to happen? Because we refuse to repent. Last Sunday, you heard me speak incessantly about one of the worst atrocities that this country and this world has ever allowed. Have we repented of it? Not as a nation, not as a world. And so you must pray. Close your ears to the lies that you are being spoon-fed and open your ears only to the truth of Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray fervently. Seek his will. Pray, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Turn from your wicked ways, and he has promised to hear you. May we as a nation and world turn from our wickedness and turn back to him, that he might forgive our sins and heal our land. Short of repentance and a return to God, there is nothing that will heal this land and this world. And so how do we as Christians in the 21st century, in the year 2021, live life? If we can't trust what we're being told, what can we do? The same thing that Christians have always been called to do. Pray. Worship. Gather, teach. Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. In Christ's baptism, we are being taught. Jesus didn't need to be baptized, and yet he went to the waters of the Jordan to be baptized. John calls him on this. He says, Lord, you do not need to be baptized. If anything, I need to be baptized by you. But Jesus comes not as a sinner, not in repentance, not needing baptism for himself. Rather, he comes to those waters knowing that we need it. Knowing that sinners for generations upon generations will need the life-giving water that he gives. And so his cousin John, who has known him even before his birth, remember this child in his own mother's womb had leapt for joy at the presence of Jesus. He baptizes Jesus not because Jesus needs it, but because we need it. Through the waters of Christ's baptism, and when his word is attached what happens in that font is not just water, but the water with the word makes it a baptism. That is a life-giving water, rich in grace and blessing. This is the truth. At the baptism of our Lord, we see all of the Trinity present. All three persons are present. For the Son, as he comes up out of the water, has the Holy Spirit descending as a dove, and the heavens open and the Father speaks. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. At other times, he would proclaim that you should listen to him. So I don't care what your news channel of favorites are, they'll fail you. The Word of God will never fail you. It will never forsake you. It will never leave you. In the Word of God is the truth. You see, water pouring on an infant makes no sense to the world out there. How could pouring water and even being told that we drowned them make any sense? How can that give the forgiveness of sins? How can that win for them life and salvation? How is the death of Jesus and the benefits therein given through pouring of water? St. Peter wrote to the Corinthians, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. You are told that water does nothing. You are told that bread cannot be the body of Christ. You are told that wine cannot be the blood of Christ. It makes no sense. How, when the pastor says, I forgive you of all of your sins, how does that somehow make God forgive your sins? He has made what is foolish to be mighty. He has made what shames them. So when water is poured, when you receive the body and blood of Jesus, when the pastor announces to you that your sins are forgiven, it is true. It is exactly what God said it is, because in his word is the truth. God cannot and will never lie to you. And so we do what we are commanded to. As Christians, we teach the faith to our children. We bring them to church week after week. We pray in the home. We teach them. How are we to make disciples of all nations as he commanded us? The text reads, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. It's not just by baptism that we've somehow done our job or completed what God has called us to. Rather, it is baptism and teaching. We teach the faith with the baptism. And when we baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Just as at the baptism of Jesus, the entire Trinity is present, all three persons. So in your baptism, the whole Trinity is present too. You have been baptized into this name. God uses what is foolish to the world to do magnificent things. Martin Luther, in his catechism, Hymn on Baptism, points this out to us. All that the mortal eye beholds is water as we pour it. Before the eye of faith unfolds the power of Jesus' merit. For here it sees the crimson flood, to all our ills bring healing. The wonders of his precious blood, the love of God revealing, assuring his own pardon. And so it makes sense that the world believes nothing about baptism, believes nothing about the Lord's Supper or Holy Absolution, because it is only through the lens of faith. Faith is a gift of God. Only by that gift can you see what truly happens in that water, in that bread and wine, and in the words of your pastor. Jesus is present with us today. And he brings the whole host of heaven with him each and every time his supper is celebrated. All of your loved ones who have departed in the faith will be present with us today. Is there any greater joy or blessing to know that Jesus is here with us, that the angels and archangels and that all Christians from times past are present with us today? There is great joy in this. The Jordan River was blessed by Christ's presence. The same Jordan River by which the Israelites were led through into the Promised Land. That's the same Jordan from our Old Testament lesson that's in our Gospel lesson. God divided the waters as he led them through on dry land into the land that he had promised them. He proclaims that when you are in the water, I am with you. And the same is true for your baptism. God leads you not into the promised land that will fade away, but through your baptism, through the waters with his word, he leads you into his eternal home for you. That is the joy of a Christian. That is our hope. And so no matter what is going on out there, you listen to the truth. Keep in mind these words from our introit. Behold, the Lord, the ruler has come, and the kingdom and the power and the glory are in his hand. So it makes no difference who the president is, who the kings of any country are, or even the world rulers. For the truth is that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is seated on a throne that no one can take away from him. And his are the kingdom and the power and the glory. And so the church sings. Come, heavenly bridegroom, light divine, and deep within our hearts now shine, their light aflame undying. In your one body let us be as living branches of a tree, your life our lives supplying. Now though daily earth's deep sadness may perplex us and distress us, yet with heavenly joy you bless us. What joy to know when life is past, the Lord we love is first and last, the end and the beginning. He will one day, O glorious grace, transport us to that happy place beyond all tears and sinning. Amen, amen, come Lord Jesus, crown of gladness. We are yearning for the day of your returning. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.